Welcome to Get a Life, Balanced, where we share real tips about how to make, not find, time for those you love and those you don't. Oh, and yourself. So let's welcome your host, author and speaker, Cheryl Nicholson.
Hello there, this is Cheryl again, and I am so excited to give you this special podcast called My Gift of the Heart. This is especially important during the holidays. There are so many people that are stressed out with Black Friday and Cyber Monday and fighting in line and worrying about how are they going to get that money that they need together for all those holiday gifts. Listen, as a single parent with four kids, it was difficult. Today, there are 22 members of my immediate family. That's five kids, 11 grandchildren, and their husbands and wives. So don't you know, I feel the pressure, just like you. So I thought this would be a great session for me to share with you a special incident that occurred that taught not only myself but my children about gifts of the heart. So let me share this with you as soon as we come back from our first commercial.
Hi, my name is Joy. Have you ever thought about owning a home in sunny Florida? I'd be happy to show you some great homes or condos in the Tampa Bay or Clearwater areas that are close to or on our beautiful beaches and convenient to great shopping and spectacular restaurants. How would you feel if you were able to watch dolphins jump, or view magnificent sunsets from your patio or balcony, or enjoy some challenging golf courses in Tampa, Palm Harbor, or Tarpon Springs? If that sounds great to you, visit my website at findtampabayrealty.com or email me at joy@findtampabayrealty.com. Whether you want to be a part-time or full-time resident, or maybe you're an investor who seeks a great deal, I can help. Contact me for more information. Connecting buyers and sellers with joy.
It's so funny, as a professional speaker, I love being able to use the power of words to impact lives. And the other day I was in the mall and picked up a Hallmark card and couldn't believe it. There was a snippet of my story called Gifts of the Heart in a Hallmark card. Now, some people would have said, wait a minute, did you sell that copyright? I did not, but I sort of like the fact that Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup from the Soul expanded that message by even selling it to the Hallmark company for them to share it on a card. So let me tell you how Gifts of the Heart originated, 20, 30 years ago. As a single parent, I realized at Christmas that I wasn't going to be able to buy a lot of Christmas presents. At that time, I had been working as a salesperson for Dale Carnegie Training, and I was on a base plus commission status. Now, for any of those of you who work as salespeople, you know what I mean, base. The base was about $800 a month, and the rest was paid out as commission based on what I sold. And during the holidays, hey, nobody wanted to invest time or money in a sales class or management training or self-improvement that lasted weeks and cost thousands of dollars. So I began to prepare my kids that this Christmas was going to be small and a very unique one. Now, the response I got, yeah, sure, Mom, that's what we heard last year, and it wasn't true. And you know what? They were right. That was the first year after my divorce, and I had gone out and I had used every credit card I had, plus opened new ones, so I could shower my kids with gifts. I mean, after all, I didn't want them to do without their first Christmas as a, quote, broken home. But this year, I couldn't even pay the minimum due on my overextended credit cards. They were going to see the reality of my statement on Christmas morning. So I sat down after Thanksgiving and I asked myself, well, what do I have other than money that will make this Christmas special? Now, at that time, I was living in a very ugly rental home. And by ugly, let me tell you, it had orange, red, and turquoise carpets, you know, different carpets in different rooms. Oh, and it had purple, pink, and green walls. And I hadn't painted or done anything to this house because I was afraid if I did, I would actually be accepting this as my permanent residence. So even though I knew how to lay tile and wallpaper and paint, I wasn't going to make any investment or time or money into that house. And then I thought about Lisa. Now Lisa, as you know, at that time I had 4 children, and Lisa was the sweet one. By that I mean when I do personality patterns, and you'll hear that in other podcasts about the D's, the I's, the S's, and C's. I had 3 D's and 1 S. Now a D is someone who takes charge. They're the tester. They're the risk taker. They're the ones who say, let me pull this fire alarm and see what'll happen. Just because. But Lisa, she was the sweet one. And she was like the little squirrel of the family. Her room was her temple, stuffed with dolls and animals and primitive but cherished drawings. She had saved every school paper and friendship note since kindergarten, and the red carpet and pink walls were just bearable to her. That's it. I'm going to do something special in her room. So I called my ex-husband and I asked him to buy a specific bedspread with rainbows and stars, and I bought the sheets to match. And then I went to the dollar store and I bought a few presents for the other kids. And that's what's great about children. If you're going to be poor when the kids are little, because they don't know the difference. So on Christmas Eve, I spent about $15 on a gallon of paint. And while I was out, I had run into this really cool stationery store right next to the hardware store. And I had found the most beautiful laser cut stationery I had ever seen in that little gift shop. So my goal was simple. Instead of feeling sorry for myself, I was going to paint and I was going to sew curtains until Christmas morning. So after we had pinned the stockings to the wall because we didn't have a fireplace, I gathered up the kids around the kitchen table. You know, another one of those KTCs we've talked about in other podcasts. And I gave them each 3 pieces of stationery. And at the top of each one, I wrote, what I love about my sister, Mia, is. What I love about my brother, Krister, is. What I love about my sister, Lisa, is. And what I love about my brother, Eric, is. Now, don't get me wrong. The first thing I heard was, oh, no, Mom, come on. Really? And I convinced them that I was sure they could think of just one nice thing they could write down about each other. And so as they wrote in privacy around that kitchen table, I went into my bedroom, got out the sewing machine, and I started sewing curtains out of sheets. Now, after each piece of stationery was written on, it was folded, and their name was put on the outside of the envelope, and they handed each of them to me. And under the Christmas tree, they went. And kisses were given, and Lisa was told she could sleep in my bed. With strict instructions, no, 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 you can't get up until the morning and no peeking. Now, I have to tell you, I was up until the wee hours of the morning, painting finishing touches of clouds and rainbows on the wall. I went and got my makeup brushes and sponges. And when I tried to go to bed, I looked and there was Lisa sprawled out all over my bed. So I scooped her up and she asked, Mommy, is it Christmas morning? No, sweetie. I told her, I just need my bed, honey. So please keep your eyes closed until Santa Claus comes. So I tiptoed into her bed. I tucked her in and I fell in bed, listen, fully expecting that I was probably going to get an hour, maybe 2 hours of sleep. But that morning, I was blessed instead with extra hours because you know what? The kids were really, really tired. So they overslept. And the most beautiful way to have the opportunity to be woken up instead of an alarm clock on Christmas morning, I awoke with a bright little whisper in my ear. Wow, Mama, it's beautiful. And I was given lots of Lisa kisses. You know, we all got up and we sat around the tree and we opened those little dollar presents. And then at the end, I handed each child their 3 handwritten envelopes. And as they were read, there were some teary eyes and noses. But the last one was to Eric. Now, Eric was the baby in the family. And for all of you babies in the family, I don't know if you know it or not, but you're sort of like a pain in the rear end for the rest of the kids. And definitely the clown. And at the time, he was only 8 years old. And so he read out loud, "What I love about my brother Eric is he can talk to anybody. What I love about my brother Eric is he can climb trees higher than anyone. And what I love about my brother Eric is he's not afraid of anything." And I felt a tug on my sleeve, and as I leaned over, a hand cupped around my ear, and I heard him whisper, "Gee, Mom, I didn't even know they liked me." In the worst of times, creativity and resourcefulness has given us the best of times. Now, we've had a lot of many other big Christmases since then, but today, if you ask my children which Christmas was their favorite, they will always highlight that one. The wonderful thing is, gifts of the heart, they don't need to be hidden until Christmas or any other special holiday. They only need to be wrapped with warmth and genuine caring, because these are the gifts that memories are made of.